How about personally? I mean, as far as, you know, coming from, you know, San Diego to here and trying to restart your career.
I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to be here and play football for the New York Giants, come on, man. Where would you want to be? You know, being here, seeing these teammates, playing with Eli, being part of this offensive line, this is where it's at. This is what I want to be. Guys that want to buy into winning. They want to win. They want to be great. And you can ask anything else.
It's a unit that's very, I mean, they're all back. You know, a lot of these guys are back. So how have you navigated around trying to fit in with this group?
No, the thing about it is everybody like grinding right now. Camp, nobody has a job in camp. I mean, anybody can move like anywhere. For me, I have no job, so I was just going into work. That's my mentality, that's my mindset. Every single day I get every morning at 5 o'clock, I'm going to work. You know, it's all about attitude.
Has Ben, you know, what does it consider you, guard, tackle? What he said, you're a right side lineman. What's your thoughts?
I mean, it's where every coach wants to put me. I mean, my mindset is always different. Anybody can tell you anything they want you to be, but your mindset is it's about how bad you want something. And that's how I see everyday life. So if I can go play somewhere else, I will, like on the offensive line.
DJ, have you done tackle here, though, at all yet?
I mean, a little bit.
Like 95%?
Earlier in training camp, a little bit.
DJ, every year, I guess, the coaches sit down with a player, I guess, before they get to training camp, and they give them a list of things that they want them to focus on. Did the coaches ask you to focus on anything in particular with your training, with your technique, anything in particular to get yourself ready for this opportunity?
Just really about getting better hips, like sinking down, more by hand placement. Other than that, just play fast and fierce.
DJ, there were, you know, you put some things on social media, the work that you did this summer with Duke Manyweather. How different was that than the training and the preparation that you've done in the past?
To be honest, I wish I would have went there about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, probably helped a whole lot. You know, the thing about it is that you go different places, different places don't have what you need. And I found like went somewhere different, which even though it was in Dallas, but hey, a little bit hot, a little bit of change scenery, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed working because it was the first time I actually worked on technique and I understood what I was doing and why I was doing it. So, yeah, that helped me a whole lot.
Do you feel that Duke changed your technique, made it more effective and more efficient?
Duke helped me a lot. He helped me clean up some things and for his technique, instead of using raw ability. You know, I'm strong. I can move anybody. Like, if you want him down 10 yards downfield, like, darn sure I'll get it done. But in the day, with technique, it's a lot more easier. Mm-hmm. So with him teaching me how to use my hands like in the right way, that helped me a whole lot.
Isn't that stuff though? You learned, you know, in 4 years in San Diego.
I mean, things change, coaches change, and yeah, it is what it is. It's a business, right? That's why we all here. So I mean, things change, but I mean, other than that, it's all about guys wanting to buy in to win too. You want guys to work on technique. You want guys to do better. If you ain't pushing your guy to do better, I mean, then why are you here?
Did you lose a lot of weight this offseason too?
I mean, I just leaned up a little bit, you know. That's it.
What'd you report here at?
Offseason, we gained 10, 15 pounds usually, but after that, we trimmed back down.
So what was your weight when you came in?
I'm like 350 something, something like that, and I just trimmed back down real quick. I mean, season start, we all in shape. When season starts, early in the season, it's kind of like, you know, whatever. But other than that, when it's go time, that's go time.
What did you win last season at?
Like, I was like 345. So because I was playing guard, playing little tackle. So.
DJ, playing multiple positions is a double-edged sword in that you get experience, obviously, at two different positions. But it also can, going back and forth, I guess, can keep you from developing your niche, if you will. Do you find now that you kind of know that you're going to be at guard, that it's easier for you to kind of hone in on that, focus on the skill set to develop?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good to focus on, you know, stay at one position, like, over time, get your turn, like, develop, like, that skill, that nastiness, that what you need a guard of. It took me a while. Even my first year at guard, it took me a little while to understand, like, how to play it. But now, I mean, it's beginning to come to me.
How do you feel the culture is different here than San Diego? Like, you keep talking about how everyone around here wants to win, pushes you. Like, when did you start to feel that when you got here? Like, why is it different here?
Sure, the first day you walk in the building and like everybody just sit there and like greets you. That's when you know, like, okay, they're happy to have somebody to come in that wants to play, and you got people in here that are passionate from the organization, like all around, they're passionate about winning. I mean, we was just learning about the Duke, just like yesterday about the whole football. How it started, I was excited. It got me fired up inside. I mean, it's about the passion. They have passion. You walk in the building, they all passionate about winning. I mean, where else can you find that? You know, and I came in. I was like, shoot, it feels like I'm in Alabama all over again. I'm all fired up. So I mean, shoot, I got the jitters when I came through the door. You know, I mean, but other than that, man, just being here with Jerry Reese and talking to him and talking to Frank Solari and everybody, I mean, it's just been great. I mean, y'all are Mike's large.
A little excited, Dan?
DJ, you were...
A little excited, right?
What's that?
No, I was just saying, a little excited there?
Oh, yeah, I was excited.
How important is you, you know, you're lining up now. You know, they have a starting unit that's in there. You know, that you crack that line at some point.
I mean, we're just a few days in, guys. I mean, what do you want me to prove to you right now? We all fighting for a job. I mean, nothing's problem. Tomorrow isn't problems, right? We all here fighting every day.
As a lineman, can you actually really fight for a job, you know, before you get pads on?
I mean, not pads on, a different story. Everybody looks great in pajamas, right? I mean, we all look like superstars, right? I mean, you look at guys in the NBA, they look great, but you put football pads on them, like, someone can't play. Just saying, right?